Yes. Well, we're just having a walk and a boo here because we've just come out of the Platform Theatre, which seems to be a theatre in the back end of King's Cross, connected to which establishment of education is this?
It's the University of the Arts.
The Arts?
The Yachts.
Okay.
Yes. So, like Patterson would say.
Yes. And we've just seen Jekyll and Hyde. And, you know, the funny thing about it was I was halfway through and I realised I'd seen this before, which was just as well because I actually knew the story and I found it quite engaging, this production, as opposed to the Southwark Playhouse one, which was interesting because it was the first time I'd seen it and it had put the character of Jekyll and Hyde as a woman. Now, John, this production actually transplants it with a bit of a Chinese-themed influence, and it actually makes some of the backstory about the reason for Jekyll and Hyde and wanting to do the transformation a bit more rational about the oppression and so forth that she's experienced. Did you take to it?
I took to it in lots of ways. I think that the staging, first of all, Platform Theatre is a great space. It is a...
When you can find it.
When it's not that hard to find. But it is a tremendous space and quite a large studio theatre with great seating and this tremendous orientalist set with 30 Chinese lanterns, you know, the red fringe things hanging from the ceiling. Obviously, I was so enthralled.
Plenty of space for trucks to reverse as well.
I was so enthralled, I managed to count them. But also terrific costume and intensity in the performances. I thought that the characters were very well drawn. It's interesting that you say that you've seen it twice and on the second showing, it was a little bit more clear to you. As we were coming out, I thought, oh, thank God Lynn Gardner's here, because at least I can read The Guardian in the morning and find out what it was about. But the audience were gripped by it, definitely. They were enthralled. And the sort of grand guignol or the melodramatic effects are done very well indeed. And you know, there's only a small amount of tittering when blood is shed or violence is perpetrated, which is, you know, pretty good for modern audiences.
I think actually what's really good about it too was, apart from the production values, which were terrific for a small-scale production like this, that just the gender reversal is quite fascinating as well. And I think it was quite well done in this particular production, thanks to the strength of the actors in the piece. I think the Chinese thing was a bit disconcerting at the beginning for me, but actually I got used to it and I actually found the music to be quite slick and propels the story along.
Yeah, I really like the clashing cymbals and the was it clarinet? It was a clarinet.
There was
a strange combination of instruments, but the atmospherics were very good indeed. I mean, it would probably repay a second visit, really. I think it's very interesting. And like I say, the staging is tremendous. A huge stage as well, didn't you think? It must be about the largest fringe theatre stage in London.
Yes, well, so maybe we should go back and see it again. maybe not, yes. But well worth a look, and it's running for the next month or so, I believe.